Nowruz, Mirror of Iranian Thought. Nowruz signifies the belief of Iranians in glorification of nature and natural phenomena as the bounties of God. Nowruz is a beautiful story in which the nature, society and emotions are intermingled. Nowruz is a great memory of man's relation with nature. Human beings often forget nature and tend to pollute it. But upon the arrival of spring, human being returns to nature as he is jolted with enthralling beauties. We know that festivities are held at times of calm, cheerfulness and abundance. Nowruz brings man in conformity with nature and creates reconciliation between the two. Preservation of nature and human habitat has been considered as a sacred duty amongst Iranians. During the Achaemenid era, plants got such an importance amongst Iranians that they paid much attention to cultivating gardens and safeguarding plants and trees. The gardens of Takht-e Jamshid or Persepolis and Pasargad are two of these gardens. Greek historian Xenophon describes how Cyrus the Great took the Greek commander to show him his garden and explain to him the method of planting and keeping trees, herbs and plants. Iranian mythologists and experts of culture have often tried to find the roots of Nowruz. Their studies reveal that the deep bond of Nowruz with nature is a sign of the status of nature in Iranian thought. Our ancestors maintained that we must never touch nature so that the world remains intact. According to Iranian thought, polluting of water and soil has been considered a sin. Cutting off of trees used to be called a great sin, and even picking of the leaves of trees was regarded as a sin. Iranians believe that happiness is not just the right of human beings, but nature and animals have also the right to live in peace and calm. In other words, Iranians maintain that the only way to be safe from the woes and calamities of the world is to heed the laws of creation. The arrival of Islam in Iran encouraged Iranians in their view of nature. This is due to the fact that Islam attaches great importance to nature and its phenomena. It stresses that nature and its constituents are signs of God. They have an internal essence, so man must think of well-being of nature just as he thinks of his well-being, perfection and sublimity. The Noble Quran states that human beings should develop nature rather than destroy it. Basically, all bounties and the entire universe has been created for the sake of man and is entrusted to man. Last but not least is that encouragement of people to preserve nature can be a clear message of Nowruz. Nowruz can pave the way for further heedfulness of people towards divine bounties and blessings. Respecting nature has existed amongst Iranians for several millennia. Let us learn generosity and kindness from nature. Nature is very generous and kind, so is it fair to destroy it for paltry gains and short-lived pleasures? At the end of this program, we present you a piece of poetry by contemporary Iranian poet and painter Sohrab Sepehri. I can hear the sound of the orchard and the sound of a clear cough behind a tree. The sneezing of water in every crack of stone, the chirping of swallows on the ceiling, and the sound of blood in the vein, I know the sound of the quail's feet, the color of Buster's stomach, and the footprint of the ibex. I know well where the rhubarb grows. When the starling comes, the partridge sings, and the falcon dies. I am close to the start of the earth.